Thank God for the word he's put on my heart for today. It's a word of encouragement. In fact, one of the things I hear the Lord saying to the church at this time is a word of comfort, comforting his people in the midst of all that's going on in life. Bringing comfort to his people. It's not that they would just be comfortable and sit there doing nothing, but that they would be strengthened and encouraged to press on. So I have a word which I believe is a word of comfort. The title of it is The Benefits of the Lord. The Benefits of the Lord. I will be speaking in a different kind of way because I will be using mostly scriptures. I think about 80% of what I will say is scriptures. A few months ago, the Lord said to me, it's time to feed. It's time to feed on my word. It's time to eat. In fact, the first thing he said to me when I was away was, it's time to eat. And I knew he did not mean just me buying plenty of food, but feeding on his word. So we're going to have a feast of God's word this morning. And I'll try and make it as brief as possible. We start from Psalm 103, verse 5. You may not get all the Psalms, and I would prefer for you to listen more than write, because I will send you the notes. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not his benefits. I mean, when you hear, it's almost like somebody outside of him is talking to him. Yet he, David, the psalmist, is talking to himself. He's talking to his inner man. He's talking to all that is within him, his thoughts, his emotions, everything he consists of, his spirit, his soul, his flesh. Commanding all to bless the Lord and not to forget his benefits, who forgives our iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. It says, bless the Lord and do not forget his benefits. I studied this scripture last month or a few weeks ago, and the word benefit, I decided to find out what the word benefit entails. And three things. One, benefit is to be helped by something. You benefit from somebody's help. A help or a good effect, something intended to help. So bless the Lord and do not forget the things he has done to help. A benefit always helps the beneficiary. For instance, the government gives money to help. We call that what? Benefits. He's on benefits. That means he's on help from the government. We are on benefits. And you can choose to apply for the benefits or not. The government has made it available. It's your choice. And sometimes out of pride, some people don't go for that benefit, or for whatever reasons, ignorance. So to help. Then a benefit could also be an advantage or profit gained from something. For instance, the benefit of membership of a club. Because you're a member of the club, you have these benefits. It's the same with us, because we are part of God's kingdom and his children. There are benefits which are only for members. Members only benefits. Then thirdly, a benefit could be an advantage that employees receive from an employer in addition to their salary. For instance, sick pay, a pension, or medical insurance. But it's not part of their entitlement. But the employer, out of his goodwill, gives to them. So we see that benefits are always giving out of the goodwill and generosity of the giver or the benefactor. And the Bible is saying, We are not to forget the benefits of God, the help, how he has helped us, the advantages he has given us for being in his kingdom, and the advantages we receive, the excesses we receive, the grace that is poured towards us, unmerited favor that we have from him. Amen. They are all part of the benefit. We are not to forget. Rather, we are to bless the Lord. Everything within me, bless the Lord. It is almost like I'm going to make a deliberate effort to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, my heart. Bless the Lord, my soul. It is not conditional. It doesn't depend on what the situation is. It is an unconditional decision. It's not subjective. Subject to our mood, subject to whether we are seeing it or not. But we are to encourage ourselves. And we are to recall, you know, Jeremiah said something in Lamentations 3, verses 21 to 24. This I recall to mind. And in the Hebrew, that's those words, I recall to mind, means I make my heart. This I make to return to my heart. This I make to return to my heart. To recall is to make to return to my heart. The heart is where life is lived. That's why the scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence. And so we need to make this return to the center of my heart. Jeremiah said, this I recall, this I make to return to my heart. Therefore I have hope. When you read the preceding verses, he's talking about a hopeless, despondent situation. But he says, I bring this back to my heart, that through the Lord's mercies, we have not been consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. Despite what was happening in his life and all around him, the prophet Jeremiah made a decision to recall, to recollect, to remember the faithfulness of God. That caused him to hope and to wait for the manifestation. The songwriter, as I prepared this morning, the songwriter said, it just came to me, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them, give them names, number them, and you will be surprised what God has done for you. He says, this I recall. So this morning, we are recalling the benefits. David was specific in naming the benefits that God has given him and recalling them. From the psalm we've read, Psalm 103, he said, forget not his benefits. And he named the first one, who forgives all your iniquities? Who forgives all your iniquities? Our iniquities is what stand between us and God. Our iniquities is what made us hell-bound. Our iniquities meant we were doomed for destruction. Our iniquities made us almost unacceptable, like filthy rags before God. Yet God chose to forgive us. Psalm 65, verse 2 to 3. It says, oh, you who hear prayer, to you all flesh shall come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Iniquities prevail. Sin. David said, in sin I was born. Yet God, the psalmist David years back, knew that because God had provided atonement through the lamb, sheep, being killed, one day God will provide atonement. And God has provided an atonement. our sins have been forgiven. I was sharing with you, sharing about the cab driver. It's a Muslim man. Unwell, his family, he shared many things with me. And he's wondering, have I sinned? Have I done anything wrong? I keep, he said, from here, I'm going to wash myself. It's too late to go to the mosque. So I'm going to go into my home and I'm going to pray. Perhaps I have done something wrong. And I said to him, the difference between you and I is that I don't carry anything I have done wrong. Because already it was been carried on the cross. Carried on the shoulders of the King of Kings. Of course, he went on saying, yeah, he's the son of... I said, look, listen, the proof of the pie is in his eating, of the pudding is in his eating. I want you, when you're praying, I want you to speak to Jesus. You said he's your prophet. Speak to him and tell him, Jennifer said, you will help me. Help me. Hallelujah. Amen. The confidence we have that we have been forgiven. Things have been made right with God on our behalf. Psalm 66 verse 18 to 19 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly the Lord has heard me and attended to the voice of my prayer. It's iniquity which will stop him from hearing me. But God has heard me. It means God has dealt with my iniquity. Hallelujah. Even in that same Psalm 103 that we've read, from verse 8 to 14. It says, the Lord is merciful and gracious. We're counting our blessings. We're counting the benefits. That God is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger, abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Our sins demand judgment. But God's mercy said, no. No. David said, I know that you tamper justice with mercy. He has not dealt with us, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. For as far as the east is from the west. How far is the east from the west? By the time you reach the east, it's become west. It's a continuous thing. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. For as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. Who forgives all your iniquities? He removes them out of his mercy, his compassion, understanding. That we are, you know, I was reading whilst I was away. I spent every day in Isaiah chapter 40. It says what? He counts the nations as dust on the scale. So even if the nations are dust, then what am I? I said, Lord, I can't expect. But God remembers that this is what we are. We are fragile. So he doesn't come with us. Like with a big bulldozer coming to crush us. His tender mercies. It was his tender mercies that sent his son, Jesus, to die for us. Let us not forget this benefit. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. Hallelujah. The second benefit we are looking at, it says, who heals all your diseases. You see, healing is not an option. It is not something God does option. It says all. It's a benefit. All your diseases. A-L-L. All. Sometimes we need to give the symptom exactly what it deserves. Ignore it. Or declare the word to it. Amen. Hallelujah. In Exodus 15:26, he declared, I am the Lord who heals you. He either heals or doesn't heal. It's not half heals. Or, do you get me? Who heals all your diseases. There is no illness. There is no disease that God cannot heal. The same Isaiah 53:5, which says that he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, states also that by his stripes. So the same mercy of God displayed in Christ took upon himself our diseases, our infirmities, so that we would be healed. I speak to every sickness, every disease. The word of God that Jesus Christ has already overcome you. And we have this benefit from our God. We are healed. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, on the tree, that we being having died to sin. And that's what the first benefit says. We are dead to sin. Might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were. Past tense. Is a finished work. Healed. I think that it is time we aggressively took these benefits. Amen. Thank God we don't have to fill many forms declaring our blood type, our all of these things when you're claiming a benefit from the government. Thank God.
Praise God.
But we have, in our worship, we realize we have a high priest, the Lamb of God, standing before God, covered in his blood, as a sign and a witness. So we approach the throne of grace boldly to find grace to help. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 verse 20. He says he sent his word and healed them. The word even now is coming forth and healing and delivered them from their distractions. Jeremiah 30 verse 17. I love that scripture. He says, I will restore health to you and heal your wounds. Even emotional, our wounds, most of us are emotional, are mental, are psychological. He heals all wounds. He makes whole. Healing is a benefit. We need to recall this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to dance to the and mock the sickness and disease. Rather than let it bring us down. Bring, it says, I recall, I return to my heart that God has healed me. Not that he's going to heal me. He has healed me. Hallelujah. And I said what? The heart is where life lives. Our thoughts, our ways, our speech. I return this to myself that God has healed me. I just feel that, like, stressing on this because it's easy to succumb because really you're feeling the thing. Your flesh, your everything, yeah. But that's where we need to press into the word. He sent his word. Press into the spirit. Press beyond and move out of until we connect with the benefit. You know? I remember child benefit. Every month you are expecting it, if it's given monthly, to be in your account. From that first application you make, you don't have to apply every single time. But it comes automatically. It comes. Let's press in until that application is filled. And it will be a continuous thing. Hallelujah. Healing is our benefit from the Lord. Claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 3. Who redeems your life from destruction? Look, there is nothing that can destroy you. Nothing that can destroy
Amen.
You. Because your life has already been redeemed. If destruction is a state of being, if destruction is almost like destruction has held you bound, you have been redeemed from it. You have been taken out of it. You have already been delivered from it. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, this same Psalm 107, verses 19 to 20. He says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Anything that is set to destroy your life, God has already redeemed
Amen.
You. Are you with me?
Amen.
I say, speak this over my children. I speak this over my husband. I speak this over my life. Speak it. It is your benefit. That nothing, anything that has set itself that I'm going to destroy you, be it whatever, be it friends, be it the enemy himself, be it lack, be it insufficiency, be it sickness, be it disease, God has redeemed. He redeems us from destruction. We are not destined for destruction. We are not destined to be lost. We are not destined, no. Because God has already redeemed us. He has already taken us out. We do not live in the land called destruction. We have no connection. Are you with me? Psalm 35 says, verse 10 says, all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? Delivering the poor from whom who is too strong for him. Yes, the poor and needy from him who plunders him. The things that plunder us. The things, that are too strong for us. Seeking to hold on to us. Despair. Pain. All these things. It says what? God, there is none like you who delivers the poor from these things. Hallelujah. I came across this scripture and I spent a lot of time in it. Job chapter 33. I'll read verse 23 to 26 and then 28 to 30. It says, if there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one amongst a thousand, to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
Saying that if there is a man, someone, a mediator, thank God we have a mediator.
Christ.
The man Christ Jesus, one among tens of thousands. Yeah? To show man his uprightness. To show man his righteousness. Our righteousness is in him. Then God is gracious and says, a word goes forth from this throne. Deliver that one from going down to the pit. I have already found a ransom. Pardon him. Do not let him go down to destruction. The word has gone forth concerning every one of us that a ransom has been found for us. We are to be delivered from going down to the pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His flesh shall be like a young child. That's restoration. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. He will redeem his soul from going down the pit, and his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things twice, in fact, three times with a man, to bring his soul from the pit, that he might be enlightened with the light of life. Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? The NIV says, concerning the last bit I read from verse 28, it says, God has delivered me from going down to the pit, and I shall live to enjoy the light of life. God does all these things to a person twice, even three times, to turn them back from the pit, that the light of life may shine upon them. We are not delivered from destruction, so we sit down in despair, or we sit down in hopelessness, or we sit down in poverty and lack, or in sickness. We are delivered so that we will live and enjoy the light of life. Hallelujah. And God does things to bring us. No, you are not bound for destruction.
No.
Hallelujah. I quickly want to read. I mean, later you can read. I've got several psalms. And like I'm saying, this is something a few weeks ago, Nobel and I, the Lord led us to wait on the Lord. And each day we would spend time in the psalm looking at the benefits. And I mean, on my own, I looked at so many of these scriptures and prayed and encouraged myself. And so I'm sharing from what God is working and has worked in me. Amen. And Psalm 116 is a psalm I love dearly. But I'll read verses 1 to 9 and then verse 12. It says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. I was brought low and he saved me. Return to your rest. I say this to myself over. Return to your rest, O my soul. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it awesome?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was saying to Pastor Kobe, and he didn't know till I came back, that when I was, by the time I had to leave, I was under such an oppression. I was in fear. Each day I was battling fear. In fact, the enemy kept telling me, even don't bother to board this plane. You were not coming back. Because then we were hearing all kinds of things. Then the Paris thing. And the enemy just kept bombarding me. And I kept crying out to the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord has delivered me. I knew. I mean, we go through these battles, but we are to know.
Yes.
We are to know. That is only a battle which has already been won and the victory given. Hallelujah. And that's what my soul can return to its rest. For God has dealt what? Bountifully with me. He has delivered my soul from death. Death is not just the physical one. Hallelujah. And my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord, in the land of the living. What shall I render to God for all his benefits towards me? I encourage myself. I'm sharing with you that, yes, I also get discouraged. All the things you feel, I feel. But this is how I overcome. I recall this. I bring back, I return to my heart the benefits of the Lord. You can read Psalm 18. You can read Psalm 35, you can read Psalm 3, Psalm 25, and Psalm 180. All these talk about God delivering us from destruction. Amen.
Amen.
Benefit number 4, who crowns you with loving kindness. Wow. He forgave you, he healed you, he delivered you, and then he crowned you with what? Loving kindness and tender mercies. And the word crown means to surround, to encompass. So he surrounds you. But it also means to set a crown upon your head. Means you're reigning and you're ruling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To surround. Psalm 32 verse 10 says, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Let me tell you, mercy surrounds you. Morning by morning, mercy awakens and surrounds you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 5 verse 12. He says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as a shield. So mercy is surrounding you and favor. Don't walk as if you have no hope.
No.
Walk as if, do you get me? Favor surrounds you.
Amen.
And because favor surrounds you, you are protected. Hallelujah. Which is what Psalm 3 verse 3 says, for you, O Lord, are a shield for me. God is your shield. Surround you with his mercy, with his faithfulness, with his love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just picture if Sister Pauline, for instance, stood in the middle, and then we have people standing around him, and all the people standing around him, that's God. Mercy, grace, favor. Surrounds you. So when you're walking, what do they see? Before they see you, they see mercy coming. They see favor. They see goodness coming. Are you with me? We need to imagine this and believe it. That a benefit we have is that people see God's favor before they see us. People see God's goodness upon our lives before they see us. Because we are surrounded. We are like the yolk in the egg.
Amen.
Surrounded by the shell and the white. We see the shell and white before we see the yoke. And it's God's mercy, God's goodness, God's favor, his loving kindness. Hallelujah. Not just mercy, tender mercies. Compassion. The Lord said, one of the things he said to me, he said, I called you to love. We are called to love.
Amen.
A walk of, he said, I called you to a walk of love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 8, verses 3 to 5. This is David pondering on the greatness of creation. So when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Can you imagine? You're walking surrounded by favor, surrounded by mercy, loving kindness surrounding you. Oh, and his glory.
Amen.
Glory not only surrounding you, is set up upon your head, bringing you to a position of victory. Are you with me?
Amen.
You need to change how you see yourself.
Yes.
Unless you are not withdrawing these benefits, you're going to continue to walk like you live in Lodiba. Hallelujah. In Psalm 65, verse 11, then he crowns the year with your goodness. You crown the year. He's crowning your life, your days with goodness and your paths with abundance. Hallelujah. So that's our fourth benefit, that God has crowned us, surrounded us, and has crowned us with what? His mercy, his favor, his loving kindness, his glory, his honor. We're honorable people. Hallelujah. The fifth benefit. And you can choose to claim one or two. I'm claiming all. Because I'm entitled to all of them. It's benefits my Father has given me. Hallelujah. Number five. He satisfies your mouth. Not only the external crowning and everything. The internal. He satisfies your mouth with good things. The word satisfies means to fulfill the expectation, desires, and needs of a person. Even their wants. To satisfy is to fulfill their expectation, their desires, their needs, their wants, their requirements. Or to cause somebody to be happy, pleased, and content, full of joy. I am content with what I have. I am satisfied. It is enough for me because I have God. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 65, verses 11 to 13. You crown the year with your goodness. Your paths drip with abundance. You see, it's a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above our expectations. So he more than satisfies us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all that. Can you imagine? You're walking and this thing keeps following you. You turn around. It's goodness and mercy. They're refusing like your shadow. They're refusing to leave you. And another scripture says they will overtake you actually. So they will not be chasing after you and not catching up. They will overtake you in Jesus' name. I say he satisfies. He says what? His paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness. Every wilderness in your life, his goodness will drop upon. And even now drops upon every wilderness in your life. The little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flock. Picture it. Pastures covered with so many flock. The abundance that you all you see is white. The valley is covered with green. They shout for joy. They also sing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout for joy. I mean, this is a state of blessedness. A state of the one God has blessed. And we are blessed. So we can bless him. I love Leviticus 26. Is a word the Lord gave to my husband and I, to Pastor Kobe and I, I'll read from verse 3 to 12. I told you already that we are looking at many scriptures. From verse 3, it says, if you will walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its seasons. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing will last to the time of vintage. What is threshing? You thresh when you've got a harvest. And the fresh harvest. You will continue threshing. It means the harvest will continue until the time of vintage. And the time of vintage will last to the time of sowing. So all the seasons will flow into each other. You can't distinguish anymore. You are in a continuous state of harvest, a continuous state of storage, a continuous state of sowing and reaping. It's going to be a continuous. You shall eat. You know, we've been praying from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that God is able to make all grace abound, that having all sufficiency, we will have more than enough for every good work. For he who gives seed to the sower and bread for... This is what the scripture is saying. That you have seed for sowing. You have bread for food. You have more than enough for every good work. Hallelujah. It says, I will give... the vintage shall last to the time of sowing. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. When you see distraction, things happening, don't get worried. Don't get scared. Yes, cover even your children, your people who are not saved with the blood, and enter into rest. Amen. That God is able to deliver.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is a finished work. Hallelujah. You will chase your enemies. Ha ha, kabosa. Hey, they will fall by the sword before you, giving you victory. Hallelujah. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, for I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant. You see, God, when God starts talking about covenant, then it is something he has determined to do, and he has, covenants are sealed with blood.
Mm-hmm.
Blood has been shed. So with God is a finished and done thing. If God fails to fulfill his covenant, he ceases to be God. So his honor is dependent, is at stake. God's honor is at stake wherever he makes a covenant, and he must fulfill it. So he said he will confirm his covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new. You haven't finished spending your paycheck. You get the second one. Not the state of your spend. You within a week. My mom used to call it Passion Week, where the salary has finished and you are waiting for the next one. Do you get me? When your salary cannot stretch to the month. But it's saying in this occasion, you haven't finished spending what you received. You've saved and what you've really reserved to spend, you haven't finished spending it. The next payday catches up with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says what? You eat the whole old harvest and clear out the new. Somebody needs to make this a poster and look at it because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. What a benefit.
Hallelujah.
What a benefit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number 7, I'm bringing this to an end. Number 6, who renews your youth like the eagles? So, all the benefits come together in this one benefit. You will live in a state of perpetual youthfulness. Youthfulness. You're renewed each day. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will exchange their weariness for strength. This is how we can make it. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. They will be sustained. We will be marathon runners for the Lord.
Amen.
Not just short sprints and we come huffing and puffing and we have to... No. Long haul runners for the Lord.
Amen.
Because He sustains us. From Job 17 verse 9 says, yet the righteous will hold his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. So I love Psalm 84 verse 5 to 7 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you. And our strength is in the Lord because of the benefits he has bestowed. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. We go on pilgrimages to look for God, to find. So our hearts are set on knowing God. And yes, it says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, that's the wilderness and all of that, they will make it a spring. Are you with me? The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Everyone appears before God in Zion. We arrive at our destination in the presence of God. We do not get weary and give up on the way. But as we press on, every step we take will transform. He says, "What? As we go through the valley of Baca, we make it a spring." Hallelujah. As God pours His rain on us, covering it. And we grow from strength to strength, strength to strength. Our youth renewed like the eagles. Oh, Psalm 92 verses 12 to 15. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. Like Sarah, 90 something. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 to 9 and then verse 16. It talks about our struggles as believers. It says, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side. And that's the reality we face. Sometimes. Yet we are hard pressed but not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken. Struck down but not destroyed. Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. We're renewed each day. Renewed. Inner renewal. Which gives us the strength to rise up. Gives us the strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The benefits of God are meant to not only strengthen us, but to renew us each day. So we don't grow weary. We don't grow tired. We don't give up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't get discouraged. Hope, faith, joy. Somebody will ask, what are you on? I'm on the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm high on the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What must we do? I'm finished. Bless the Lord and thank Him.
Hallelujah.
Make it a habit. Make it a habit when the problem comes to dance before the problem. If your back hurts, when you feel the pain, drag your leg and show the enemy that you know what? Somebody else has the last say. He had it 2,000 years ago.
Hallelujah.
And what you're speaking is non-matter. Bless Him. Praise God. Thank God. Sometimes it's not excitedly, but on my bed, Father, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And I'm not just saying it with my lips. I let my mind connect. Recall to your heart. Retell. I thank you. I thank you. You know, you cannot, when you're speaking in tongues, your mind can wander anywhere because it's your spirit.
Which is
Have you noticed that? But you cannot, if you're speaking, you must think. Do you get me? So make yourself think of what you're saying. Occupy your mind with what you're saying. Bless the Lord. And you will soon find that you're free. You're rejoicing. And God drops solutions in your heart. So continue to recall. I will challenge you to sit down and make a list of all the things God has blessed you with. If you don't find things, it means you are an ungrateful person. Are you with me? It's not because God, because we're breathing. We have family. We have food to eat. We have clothes to wear. Are you with me? Let's recall. Sit down. Actually, make a record. If I can't remember, Holy Spirit, you are our remembrancer, the scripture says. Bring to my mind the things that God has done for me. Then praise, number three, praise and thank the Lord again. Number one, pray, bless the Lord, praise Him, thank Him. Two, remember and write it down. Three, make a claim for each benefit as you're praying. Begin to claim the benefits and then thank the Lord. Every stage of it, praising and thanking the Lord. But it's time to make a benefit. It's time to stand on the word. It's time to claim what God has already given us. Then begin to also record answers to prayer. Record the answers to prayer. And then let it be a cycle in your life. A cycle, a continuous cycle in your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have received the word. May we receive all the benefits of the Lord. And may we rise up to bless Him and to praise Him and to thank Him. Amen. Above all, may He cause us to possess all these. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.